The purpose of these classes are primarily to help us overcome certain emotional upheavals that we get into repetitively without our conscious knowing, and which causes severe anomalies in our body. It causes deformities, it causes ailments, it causes illnesses, and sometimes it can even consume our life. So the whole purpose of these meditations are to help us work with our emotional distress and our emotions. It may be from work, it may be from home, it can be from anywhere, and to help us overcome this so that we can tide over the problems and live life beautifully.
The first practice is building sense awareness. Our eyes see, our ears hear, our mind perceives. But when we hear a vehicle passing by, the mind creates the visualization and the eyes behave as if they are seeing. So our sense awareness has in a way been automated, and we need to break that. And that's necessary for you to get into meditation. To start with, now we will create this sense awareness. So what I ask you to do is to look in a downward gaze with your spine, neck, and head in a straight line, sitting straight, erect but not stiff. I want you to maintain your eyes in a downward gaze. You can either keep your eyelids open or eyelids closed. And now, allow your ears to perceive the sounds without resistance. But what you're going to do is to maintain your eyes in a downward gaze. It's downward, but not pointed at your nose. Because if you do point at your nose, you may end up getting a headache or feel a heavy head. This is the first practice. Mastering this practice will prevent your eyes from going astray. You will build visual and auditory awareness. Now, let us focus our attention on the breath. So, sitting erect, maintain a downward gaze with your eyeballs, and you can keep your eyelids open or closed. Pay attention to the breath flowing in and out of your nostrils. Do not maintain a continuum. Do not go into an automatic mode. Pay attention to every in-breath and every out-breath. Focus on the breath in. Focus on the breath out. Do not follow your breath with the movement of the eyeballs. Maintain the eyeballs in a downward gaze all the time.
One in-breath and one out-breath completes a breathing cycle. Start every breathing cycle afresh. As a kid, you were always in the moment. But from when you allowed the mind to take over and entertain you, paying attention seems to be a pain, a bore, an effort. The habits have run so deep that your natural instinct is difficult to practice today. But please don't give up. This is your opportunity. This is your moment to take back control from the mind. Practice observing the inflow and outflow of your breath for at least 2 minutes to start with. Next, we will practice the thumb meditation. Maintain your back, your neck, and your head in a straight line. Keep it erect. You could be sitting on a chair or cross-legged on the floor. If you're finding it difficult to keep your back erect while sitting on the floor, you can place a cushion under your back so that your spine straightens up. Make sure that your body is at ease. Close your four fingers and put your thumb up in a thumbs up. Place your hand on the knee or on a desk if you're sitting in front of one. And now let us look at the first digit of your thumb. The first digit is where the thumb has wrinkles, just below the nail. So we'll look at the first digit. Find a point to focus upon. It could be on the nail. That's the easiest. Now let's just focus for 12 seconds. I'll do the counting. Let us start now. Stop. That's 12 seconds. Did you observe how you had no thoughts? If your mind was very restless, you might not have had a thought for the first few seconds. Anyways, let us now repeat the practice, but this time we will focus a little more. So, while observing the thumb, I also want you to pull your abdomen in as you are breathing out. So, while you're observing the thumb, you are pulling your abdomen in as you're breathing out. And we will do this practice for 12 seconds. So, let us start now. Was your practice more intense than the previous one? Did you have lesser thoughts than before? Practice this meditation for at least 12 seconds and increment it by 2 to 3 seconds. Go from 12 to 15, 15 to 18, 18 to 20, 20 to 25, and so on. Go on increasing the time and you will see that your focus will become immaculate. Now let us combine the practices that we have learned. We learned to maintain a downward gaze, and then we learned to observe the sounds without resistance while maintaining a downward gaze. And then we learned the thumb meditation, and then we learned to draw the abdomen in while breathing out. And finally, we learned to observe the breathing, the in-breath and out-breath at the tip of the nostrils. So now let us combine these practices into one practice. So keep your back, your neck and head straight, and maintain a downward gaze, and maintain this thumb in front of you, so that with your eyes closed, so that with your eyes in a downward gaze, you are able to look at the thumb. Those of you who are accustomed to keep your eyelids closed, those of you who are accustomed to keeping your eyelids closed can do so. But for the rest, you can look at the thumb in front of you. And while you're looking at the first digit or the nail of the thumb, you're going to observe your breathing at the tip of your nostrils. And also, you're going to draw your abdomen in with every out-breath. Remember, you're going to be practicing for 12 seconds. So let us start this practice now. Stop. And just observe how your focus has been. And let us repeat this practice now. Make sure that the head does not protrude forward. They all need to be in one straight line. Now let us repeat this practice for 20 seconds. I'll do the counting like before, and let us start practice now. Stop. Observe how the mind becomes quiet, but not for long. It requires practice again and again and again. We have seen that people who have practiced even for several years, when they relent, when they go into the continuum, the mind immediately takes over. So you just can't afford to be lenient. You have to be firm with yourself. You have to practice observing all the time so you can become sharp and focused.